Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was getting a pedicure on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I'm embarrassed to say that. Lots of guys get pedicures.
And they're good for your feet.
It's probably because most of you don't think I'm a real man anyway. So I was getting a pedicure on Sunday, and the woman that's doing my nails, she goes, "Oh, look." She holds up her tweezers, and there's like a sock fuzz from my nail, but it was kind of like...
Oh, it was buried underneath your toenail?
Yeah, and it was like pretty pronounced. It was a big lump of sock fuzz, I guess. But she's like, "Oh, big." I'm like, "Just stop sock fuzz shaming me."
Was she excited she got it out?
Well, that's what I was asking you, because I know you guys are all excited, like when you watch those pimple popping videos or someone cleaning out their ears and who knows what they pull out. It would repel some people, but for whatever reason, you both love that stuff. So you tell me, was she like, "This is the best day I've ever had at work," or was she like, "You're the most disgusting human being in the face of the earth"?
I'm going to say, being a pedicurist, and because it was sock fuzz and not something horrifying,
yeah,
I think she was very excited she got that out of your toenail.
Do you think she thought it was something horrifying and she was relieved that it was just sock fuzz?
No, I think she would have
hit it.
If she thought it was something really disgusting, I think she would have just gotten up for a while.
Or quit immediately. All right, so I was kind of self-conscious about the rest of the time. Like, I just, you know, I got some new socks, and the fuzz kind of, well, you saw.
You know, her explainer came out.
She's like, it's those new socks I got. It's all over my dryer. I have to turn my clothes inside out because I get fuzz on. It's really, it's a thing now on my toes, apparently. Goodness. So that's what it was.
Yeah,
she was so just, okay.
Be relieved. She was excited that she retrieved that.
All right. I got to keep these gumball toes perfect.
That's,
you know,
right.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSOM.
The American Red Cross, support them. They will come in and help people. Do anything you can. Anything in your community to help people. Whether you need it or not now, you will need it. Give blood, donate, whatever you can do. Animal shelters. For anybody living anywhere, have an emergency kit in your house. I'm an American Red Cross ambassador. Have an emergency kit with prescription glasses, medicines, dog food, baby formula, all the things you need if you have to flee.
That was Jamie Lee Curtis, clearly emotional. I mean, who wouldn't be watching your entire community just burn?
I mean, we sit here and watch it, and, you know, San Diego County's had its fair share of wildfire tragedies in the past, and we understand and know how that feels, but there's parts of us who want to do something. What can we do to help? Jamie gave you a great list of ways to do just that. Also, great advice. Did you make your go bag yesterday, John?
I did, and not only did I want to thank, if she's ever possibly listening, Jamie Lee Curtis for kicking me in the butt as far as getting a go bag together. I checked out a website called readyforwildfire.org that actually has a complete list of how to make the best go-to bag checklist for wildfires. Obviously, food and water, a three-day supply of non-perishable, 3 gallons of water per person, a map. I never would have thought to have a map and have at least 2 evacuation routes planned out. Any kind of medications, obviously, proper clothing, at least 1 change of clothes, any kind of prescription eyeglasses that you need, or contacts, your car keys, your extra set of car keys, have some cash, a first aid kit is obvious, a flashlight is obvious, any kind of important documents, passports, birth certificates, pet food. I don't know why it took me Jamie Lee Curtis to get me going to do that. I've lived here for almost 15 years now, for crying out loud.
2 apps you need on your phone. One is called SD Emergency, and right there on SD Emergency, it has the Ready San Diego Plan Prepare here. It has everything that you need. If you walks you through everything, how to make a plan, how to build a kit, how to stay informed. The other one I highly recommend that everybody download is called Watch Duty, and that's the Fire Map app. And it will alert you of any fires that are near you. You set the perimeter on how far you want it to go, and you can see the progress and what's going on. And you also have access to the cameras that they have on all the mountains where you can see what's going on. It's been a really great help. And Watch Duty, download that app. SD Emergency, download that one.
Now, 833-287-1037. On to a more fun subject, and that will be you going to see Kane Brown just for taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. Win or lose, that's your prize. Win, and you've got an extra $100. 833-287-1037 for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSOM. Will Lainey Wilson get engaged this year?
Lainey was talking with Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny, about the possibility of that happening.
I'm manifesting for you and Duck to get married.
Duck, no pressure, brother.
Here, baby. No pressure.
No pressure. I might have to propose to him. We waiting.
No, Duck's going to do it. I can feel it.
I like that.
I have a question for you, John.
Okay.
I can't say it that way because you'll just say yes. But I was going to say, if Lainey Wilson was your girlfriend.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
In real life for you, if you heard your girlfriend on a radio show or a podcast or on the red carpet like she was with Bunny saying, well, maybe I'll just have to propose. How does that make you feel? Does that make you feel weird or under pressure?
I'm not ready in my own personal life right now to say I'm ready to get married again. But if I was there, if we were there, and maybe we will be soon. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But if we were there, I don't think I'd feel pressure so much as I would say, well, A, I'm happy that she wants to marry me. And B, thinking, okay, I have to get some things done now.
Yeah, you know? True.
I would feel the pressure. Can we just normalize, stop asking people about when they're going to get engaged, when they're going to have a baby.
Yeah, sure.
To other people. And especially on a national stage like that, that's kind of...
Well, it's kind of rude, right?
It's kind of
jumping
rude.
In.
But I would just be pressured.
I was just curious on the guy's feeling.
Yeah.
Do you say, God, well, now if it sounds people are going to think I did it just because she said
right.
that. You know what I mean? I feel like that's kind of.
Okay, well, let me think about it again then.
Yeah.
I still can't get past the fact that Lainey Wilson and I are going to be engaged.
I know. That's what I was worried about, that would stick in your head. Some people date for a very, very long time and then it suddenly happens.
My best friend just got engaged. She's been with her boyfriend for 13 years. 13 years and one baby.
And now they've chosen to get married.
Now they're finally getting married. He finally popped the question.
After 13 years and a kid.
Yeah.
Well, how old's the kid?
He is 3.
Wow.
I wonder what caused them to change.
Yeah.
Well, it's not them. We were waiting on him. We were waiting on Bob. Bob took a sweet time.
Your best friend waited 13 years with the same dude.
Yeah, patience of a saint.
Man, she must be really in love.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, how many people would have said, hey, I love you, but if we can't get this thing legal, I got to go find somebody that can.
I guess she just figured eventually he would, and there wasn't anything bad in their relationship for her to go away.
So when do you think Lainey's going to pop the question to me? I'm so wondering about that. You manifested the idea in my head.
I was trying not to have you think about it was you being engaged to Lainey Wilson, but, that's Duck's problem now.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Victoria is in Lakeside. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning.
Victoria, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
I'm sorry, Tammy, but you got to kick rocks just for a minute.
All right. Good luck.
Victoria, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy. Okay, Victoria?
That's all right. Not today.
All right. Like the attitude. Here we go. A 76-year-old woman in Georgia is out $3,000 after she got scammed by someone claiming to be Alan Jackson. According to Alan Jackson, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a what?
I don't know.
Okay.
Ha, I don't know.
Maria Shriver said she used to make her kids stand up out of respect when she entered a room, and they still do it. What massive superstar and former governor was Maria married to?
Wow, is today Monday? I don't know. Pass. This is going to be the worst game.
Kat Dennings tried not to fangirl when her childhood crush, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, visited the set of her new sitcom with Tim Allen called Shifting Gears. Tim Allen and Jonathan Taylor Thomas co-starred on what classic sitcom?
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
All right. Wicked leads this year's nominations for the Screen Actors Guild Awards with 5 nominations. The Screen Actors Guild Awards are better known as what?
The VMAs.
And finally, Prince William's wife, Kate Middleton, turned 43 yesterday. What is Kate's official title within the royal family?
Isn't she the first lady?
All right, let's get Tim back in. Victoria, what you got going on today?
Oh, you know, I'm just taking the kids to school and headed to work. I'm a IHSS worker. Shout out to Michigan. And that's about it today, yeah.
All right. Tim, what do I have in my hand right now?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's what we did as far as Victoria's correct answers for this morning's college. So, Victoria didn't fare so well this morning, Tim. Let's see how you do. A 76-year-old woman in Georgia is out $3,000 after she got scammed by someone claiming to be Alan Jackson. Aww. Alan Jackson does not need your money, in case you were wondering.
76.
It's sad.
Should be a special punishment for people who do that to the elderly.
According to Alan Jackson, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a what?
Than a hoochie coochie.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie coochie.
Deep, meaningful song, isn't it?
It's fun. It's not meant to be deep and meaningful.
I know. 1-0. Maria Shriver said she used to make her kids stand up out of respect when she entered a room, and they still do it. What massive superstar and former governor was Maria married to?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Just trying to picture how my daughters would go if I told them I needed to stand up every time I entered a room. Yeah, they wouldn't do it. They just wouldn't do it. 2-0, Tammy. Kat Dennings tried to not fangirl when her childhood crush, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, visited the set of her new show with Tim Allen, Shifting Gears. Tim Allen and Jonathan Taylor Thomas co-starred on what classic sitcom?
Home Improvement.
That is right. 3-0. Wicked leads this year's nominations for the Screen Actors Guild Awards. With 5 nominations, the Screen Actors Guild Awards are better known as what?
Golden Globes? No. The Screen Actor Guild. Wait, those are the statue, the Screen Actor Guild. Tammy, it's right there in the tip of your tongue.
The SAGs.
SAGs, duh. It's right there in the name, Tam.
4-0,
it's right
Tammy.
There in the name.
And finally, Prince William's wife, Kate Middleton, turned 43 yesterday. What is Kate's official title within the royal family?
Kate is Princess Kate?
Her official title is Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge.
Oh, way off.
Victoria didn't know either. Today we finished with a score of 3-0, Tammy. So no money from Tammy for you, Victoria, but we are going to hook you up with a great prize.
You do have those tickets to go see Kane Brown at Pechanga Arena on March 13th.
Yes!
All right, Victoria, congratulations for that. Unfortunately, before you leave, I still have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Victoria Lakeside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
John, I have to share this text conversation that my husband has been in with me this morning. I know, we're at work. Sorry, I'm texting while I'm working. Oh, shut up. You do it all the time.
I can't endorse this, but go on, Tammy. I'll try to keep things floating here as far as the show we do. Go ahead.
Okay, our guest bedroom.
Yes.
The fan that's in there, the remote stopped working for it. Mm-hmm. And you know my husband, he took everything apart, you know, is trying to fix it. The remote now is the problem. He thought it might have been part of the fan, but it's the actual remote that's broken. So we have to get a new one. I get a text from him this morning. I'm ordering that fan remote. Amazon says it won't be delivered until the middle of February. I can get one on eBay. It's $2 cheaper with free shipping, but I don't know when it'll arrive. I'm like, not really sure what you're asking me. I'm like, just go ahead and use Amazon.
Also, right? I'm working.
And I mistakenly thought he was saying that the remote was $2. I'm like, you're going to buy a remote that's $2? I don't think I'd trust that. And he said, Amazon is over a month for delivery, but eBay says the estimate is January 13th through the 16th. The total, $13.98 versus $15.64. The okay. eBay seller has a 98.9% positive feedback rating.
What? Why does he need to go with the eBay, obviously?
And I was like, okay, but all this for $1.66 is what I send back to him? I'm like, and I send him a meme that says, I wouldn't want to spoil your fun, Mr. Cheapskate. $1.66 and he's in all this strife. Why are you giving yourself so much anxiety over this?
So I've got so many questions about this. First of all, forget about the fact that you're having a full-on text conversation when we're trying to do a job. Well, that's a topic for our staff meeting.
Oh, really? Really? I would like to pick... Mr. Jessica.
Why would Kurt need...
Excuse you!
Why would Kurt need to ask you whether or not he should go with option A, which is more expensive and takes longer, or option B, less expensive and gets here sooner? Isn't the obvious answer you go with the cheaper and the one that gets here?
I think he was looking for my thoughts on should he buy from an eBay seller, I think is what he was wondering.
Ah, okay. I think he wants it there quicker. That's why he was... I guess. I don't even know.
I think it's a combination
of
both.
And by the way, here's my question.
Wonder why he has anxiety.
Here's my other question. It's the guest room. Who cares?
I know.
When's the next time we got a guest coming?
It's probably going to be next month before we have anybody stay in that room.
So who cares? On another note, Kurt can't fix remotes?
He can't fix that remote, no.
I was going to ask him to try to take a look at my remote from my receiver and my stereo.
Oh, yeah, you're probably going to have to
buy it. It's not working anymore.
If you get into that conversation, John, here's how it's going to go.
I don't think I want to now.
He's going to give you lots of options. There's going to be $1.98 difference, but this one is 3 weeks and that one is 7, but it's got a warranty.
Listen, I love your husband, not as much as you do, obviously, but I remember I asked him years ago when I first moved into my place in Carlsbad if he would come and help me with my garden, because I was having such trouble with the soil, and I know Kurt's a green thumb, and I know it's a far ride, so I texted him, and I said, hey, I know this is a haul for you, but if you could come and help me with my garden, I'd make you a meal, we can have a good hang, and I'd really appreciate it. And man, after like 7 or 8 texts from Kurt about the soil and the seeds and all the aeration, I forget about it. It stopped me from wanting to make a garden.
Yeah.
You're a lot, bro, in a great way.
It's always done right. We know that. But yeah, a lot of questions to get there.
Well, when the remote gets here, please promise that you'll share with us how that goes, because we're all dying to know.
Now, let's go back to John being upset with me texting during the show.
Can't do it. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station.
Uh-huh.
103.7 KSLN.
I knew it.
Hoda Kotb is retiring. Today is her last day on the Today Show. I mean, her career on that show has been, wow, decades, right?
Almost 2 decades, yeah.
Blake Shelton was kind enough to jump in and give a FaceTime call with her and embarrass her and flirt with her and do all the things that Blake always does.
It's funny, Jada, you talked about Hoda saying I was her first love or whatever, but I did run into her in Nashville one time. Off camera, had nothing to do with television or anything, and I thought it was going to be our moment. She completely ran away from me. I mean, she ran away from me, like totally afraid of me.
Wait, what?
Yes. Remember at the number one party, I was like, Hoda, you're here. You're like, I gotta go. And you ran.
Oh, wait, she's not leaving parties early anymore.
Oh, yeah, Blake, I've changed. I'm totally not that girl anymore.
Wait, now, would you have shot your shot or whatever it's called? Would you have leaned in and given her a little... I mean, this was before Gwen. Let's just put that out there.
Okay, you know what? Let's just slow your roll a little bit, okay? I'm just saying. I saw Hoda in Nashville, and she ran away from me at a party.
Might there have been something? Who knows? It was before he met Gwen.
I mean, I don't know. Hoda's a pleasant-looking woman, and Blake is Blake.
If you look at the first time he played for Hoda on the Today Show, it was just the two of them. He was serenading her, and...
Oh, she was lost.
Oh, yeah.
She was into that. Let's
Definitely.
Put it that way. She wanted to get more into that. Let's put it that way. Look on her face. My God. I wish I could make anybody look like that.
We also found out that Hoda Kotb, if she's out partying or drinking, that has a tendency to drunk dial Zach Brown from the Zach Brown Band.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Have you ever drunk dialed anyone that is famous in your phone, John? You ever made a prank call or drunk dialed or thought, this would be a really good time to call Justin Moore or James Otto or, you know, whoever else you have in there?
I have had inebriated conversations with Kiefer from Thompson Square from time to time.
Okay, all right.
But that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
Blake Shelton is holding a totally private concert for you in Las Vegas. This is a money can't buy experience. You and 4 of your friends are going to fly out to Vegas. We're going to put you up in a hotel, backstage passes to meet Blake and get that show. It's totally private. It's for you, and you can listen every weekday on KSON for your chance to win.
Yep, 9:30, 11:30, 1:30, 3:30, 5:30. Just listen for the keyword and enter it at KSON.com, and you could have that totally private show with you and four friends and Blake Shelton.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. There's a poll out right now ranking the greatest boy bands of all time, and thought we'd consult our boy band expert, producer Jessica.
Well, she'll know if it's real or not.
Jessica, who do you think is, according to Ranker.com, the number one boy band of all time? Now, think about that. All time.
I mean, my personal answer will always and forever be Backstreet Boys. But if a lot of time, like the quote-unquote experts and some of the fans say NSYNC and just like whatever.
Wow, you sounded so irritating just there.
I know, right?
I'm sorry. You're right. Backstreet Boys is number one.
Are you kidding?
Backstreet's back, all right.
No, I'm not kidding. And NSYNC is number two.
Okay, I'll take it.
Do you want to try and guess other bands that are on?
Ooh, boy bands. What about Boys to Men?
Boys to Men, number five. Nice job, Tammy.
Jackson 5.
Jackson 5. Now, that's the interesting one. They're at number six. I would have thought to what they meant to music, they'd be number one.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. But?
New Kids on the Block?
NKOTB, number three.
Okay.
You guys are doing real well.
I know. I'm trying to think now.
Well, you have the top one.
Does Hanson count as a boy band?
Hanson is on the list. All the way down to number 15, though.
Oh.
I love them.
I do, too.
All right. Well, here's
the
list.
Do I get a bell for that?
Oh, sorry. Yes. Okay. There's your bell. Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, New Kids on the Block, One Direction at number four.
Oh, how did we miss that one?
Boys to Men at number five, the Jackson 5 at number six, an Irish band called Westlife at number seven. Never heard of Westlife.
Oh, yeah. They were huge in the UK. Yeah. There's a lot. Boy bands really, really do well in the UK for some reason.
Well, there's some big boy bands, the Beatles and the Bee Gees.
Right.
They were young when they started,
Bee Gees
right?
were Australian. Bee Gees were Australian.
But weren't they big in the UK?
Yeah.
They were huge.
In fact,
they were bigger than the Beatles.
And the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, they both were huge for like years before they ever came over to the United States.
I wouldn't call the Beatles or the Bee Gees boy bands because they were grown men when they, except George Harrison. He was a teenager still. They're all grown men at that point.
Yeah, but was Menudo in there?
Oh, Menudo, because that did have an age limit.
Menudo is not on the list. That's interesting. Oh. Not even in the top 20. Rounding out the top 10. Joe Bros at number eight, which I think is a travesty. I love the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe I forgot about the Jonas Brothers.
Take That, which is the British group that Robbie Williams was in, and K-pop sensation BTS.
How did I forget BTS?
Jessica, easy.
I love
you. You used them as a costume one year for Halloween.
I absolutely did. I dressed up as J-Hope. I do love BTS.
Take your word on that one. Ranker.com is where you can go. And by the way, I know you spoke disdainingly about the fans for some reason, Jessica, the ones that actually should be ranking this. They are the ones who are ranking it. So,
I'm impressed. Usually those kind of things when it's fan ranked, NSYNC always beats the Backstreet Boys for some silly reason, usually because of Justin Timberlake, whatever. But I think he's fallen from favor lately.
Maybe.
I have a lot of opinions on boy bands. You asked!
I know. Well, that's why we went to you. Now, 833-287-1037. We've got another chance, the final chance this week, to go and see Kane Brown during Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, 833-287-1037. If you get more questions right than Tammy does, you're going to get $100, too. But either way, you're going to see Kane Brown. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy, San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Diana is in Alpine. Good morning, Diana.
Hi, good morning.
Diana, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you please get out of the studio?
You bet.
Diana, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also need to tell you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, Diana, here we go. A study found coffee drinkers live longer, but only if you stop drinking by noon. Now, I think coffee, I think Starbucks. What West Coast city is the home of Starbucks?
Seattle.
Lainey Wilson said that if she wants to get engaged, she might have to do it herself. Lainey played Abby on what Taylor Sheridan show that just ended after 5 seasons?
I don't know.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck have finalized their divorce, and J-Lo's keeping the $5.6 million engagement ring. So let's play the high-low game. That means that she now has 6 rings from 5 guys worth a total of $15 million. Is 15 too high or too low?
Too low.
Anna Faris is among the many stars who lost her home to the L.A. wildfires. Anna was a co-star along with Allison Janney on what CBS sitcom that ran for 8 seasons?
I do not know.
Okay.
Sorry.
And finally, Tom Holland will star in an adaptation of John Grisham's novel, The Partner. What is the name of the Tom Cruise movie based on a John Grisham novel about a young lawyer in Memphis who realizes that his law firm's biggest client is the mafia?
Ooh, I don't know either. Sorry.
Get Tam back in. Diana, what's on your schedule today?
I'm getting cupcakes for my daughter. It's her 6th birthday.
Aww. What flavor cupcakes?
Probably chocolate and vanilla.
Going with the old school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I loved when kids had birthdays at school. Cupcakes for everybody. Diana did 2 out of 5, Tim.
Okay.
Tim, a study found coffee drinkers live longer, but only if you stop drinking it by noon. Speaking of coffee, when I think coffee, I think Starbucks. What West Coast city is the home of Starbucks?
Seattle.
That's right. Diana knew that 1-1. Lainey Wilson says that if she wants to get engaged, she might have to do it herself. Lainey played Abby on what Taylor Sheridan show that just ended after 5 seasons?
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone is right. Diana did not know that. 2-1, Tammy. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck have finalized their divorce, and J-Lo's keeping the $5.6 million engagement ring.
It's a gift she has a right to.
Let's play the high-low game. That means she now has 6 rings from 5 guys worth a total of $15 million. Is 15 too high or too low?
I'm going to say it's too low. I think that first one Ben Affleck gave her was really spendy.
Her and Gail, as opposed to the $5.6 million not so spendy one? 6 rings that are now worth over $17 million. Must be nice. Diana went with too low as well, so it's 3-2 Tammy. Tammy, Anna Faris is among the many stars who lost her home to the LA wildfires. Anna was a co-star along with Allison Janney on what CBS sitcom that ran for 8 seasons?
Mom.
Mom is
really
right.
I like that show. It's really well done.
As soon as she left after 7 seasons. That show lasted 1 season and then bombed after that.
It needed both of them.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Diana did not know. So now it is 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Tom Holland will star in an adaptation of John Grisham's novel, The Partner. What is the name of the Tom Cruise movie based on a John Grisham novel about a young lawyer in Memphis who realizes his law firm's biggest client is the mafia?
God, I love that movie, too, and it's set in Memphis. It's so good. The Firm.
The Firm is correct. Diana did not know. Today, a clean sweep for Tam. 5-2, Diana. So it doesn't really matter when she goes 5 out of 5 how you do as far as getting her money, but we are going to get you a great prize nevertheless.
You are going to go see Kane Brown. He's coming to Pechanga Arena on March 13th.
Yeah, thank you so much. My 10-year-old has been really wanting to go.
Aww.
I'm so excited.
Awesome. That's great. Diana, you win as far as moms today. Good for you. In the meantime, we have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Diana Nalpine, and I flunked out of Tammy College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Anybody participating in a dry January this month?
Me.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Our music director and midday talent, Greg's here. Greg?
I'm trying. I'm going for it.
You started already?
Yep. For a weekend now.
All right.
First time ever.
Just to refresh my memory, that's like dry red wine, dry martini.
No. Yes, exactly.
No.
Only dry wines. Yes.
No alcohol. Mm-hmm.
Yep, trying. I came to realize I hadn't taken maybe a week off of drinking ever since I started drinking. So I was like, maybe this year I should give it a shot and see if I have a little self-control in that department.
Producer Jessica, how about you?
Yeah, I'm trying not to do any sugar right now.
Sure, that makes sense.
And most booze has sugar, so mm-hmm. I'm off booze for at least a month.
And John.
What was the question? I'm going to Cabo at the end of February, so I'm going to give myself a month break in preparation for that trip.
Okay, so you just didn't want to start a couple weeks early? You're just like, no, you're going to do the exact 30 days before?
30 days is enough, thank you very much.
You're going to do the full 30, though?
Oh, for sure. I do it about three times a year. I'll take about a month off and just chill.
That's good.
Reestablish myself.
And just chill. Yeah. Like, we're all like, we have drinks, we're like, wow!
Three very moody months a year.
I'm doing it just because it's just too easy sometimes to add up all the calories without really paying attention.
And that's what I've noticed too. I am hungry this last week. My body's like, where are all those calories that I'm used to eating? We're living off of this stuff. Mm-hmm.
The best part is too, what's really helping during this month is we don't have any shows. So
that was one of the reasons I signed on, actually. I was like, okay, we don't have any big events. Okay, it should be a little easier. Okay, all right, nice.
It's just like when you go on a diet, you're like, okay, let's look at the calendar. Oh, I can't do that because it's so-and-so's birthday. We're doing that. Or it's my birthday and I know I want to have a big meal or something.
That is so true. It's so every bad, time so true. I do any kind of a diet or a dry January or an Oct sober, I always have to see what's happening. You're like, oh, I can't do it on Thursday. My buddy Jim's coming to town. We're talking a full week plus in now.
Yep.
Good for you. All right.
Thank you.
Not me. I started on Monday.
All right.
That's okay.
I always am like, it's got to start on a Monday.
That's okay.
I'm only a few days in.
I was trying to negotiate that deal with my wife, but we decided to start at the beginning of the month. But.
Do you think out of the group of us, any of us is going to fail, or do you think we'll all succeed in it?
I think you'll all succeed. It's not that hard.
Yeah. I mean, if it's just the three of us, we'll all succeed.
Okay.
And I'll be joining later on in the month. I'll be part of that. I'll be like February.
Join on at the end?
I'll be jumping in the middle. Yeah. Okay. I got to prepare myself for Cabo. Happy dry January, everyone. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to need it.
Ah, you'll be fine. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. Everybody got big plans this weekend, Tam?
You're not going to want to hear what I have to say.
It's great?
No, it's going to make you groan.
You're going, what do you do? Let's go ahead and tell. Now you got to tell me.
Normally by this time of the year.
Oh, your taxes.
I have everything ready to go for taxes. I haven't touched anything. And here's the other thing I have to do. I have not redone all my passwords for everything yet. And I need a new password book, so I need to make a new one.
Okay.
Producer Jessica probably is kind of into this, I think.
Sounds like a crazy weekend.
Absolutely not.
Really?
No.
That surprises me that you aren't, like, you wouldn't be excited to get a new book to do all your passwords and write them all nice and neat. And
I mean, oh, yes, I would if I actually did that, but I should change my passwords, but also.
You know, your phone can keep your passwords for you.
I understand that, but when I'm in my office at my computer, they can't.
Okay. Jessica, how about you this weekend? Something more sexy than that, I hope?
I might go to SeaWorld.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Now, that sounds fun.
Nice.
I'm having a double feature with my daughters tonight. Julia is still in town. And Abby is coming over to the house, and we're going to do a double feature. Would you like to hear what we're going to watch?
Yes.
We are going to watch the Elton John documentary on Disney Plus. I've heard amazing things about it.
Hang on.
And then...
Are you texting during work?
No.
Didn't we talk about this last hour?
No, we did not. And then, you know, my daughter Abby started a family book club.
Yes.
So we are going to watch the movie for the book that we just finished. The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Oh, wow.
I've seen a bunch of times, but they have not. Whatever you're doing this weekend, have a great one, whether it's something as sexy as what Tam's got planned or...
In the basement with passwords.
Password changing.
Or Jessica SeaWorld.
SeaWorld, spend time with family. Hope you have a great weekend. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.